Okay, let's get into the next parak in Tehillim, parak Kuf Aleph, 101. This parak comes after, as we just had the 11 prakim of Moshe Rabbeinu, and now we're back to David, LeDavid Mizmar. We've spoken, the Gemara talks about what the difference is between LeDavid Mizmar and Mizmar LeDavid, whether it was something natural or David had to work for. But this parak is about the love of justice. And the Das Mikra suggests that this is what the king, maybe David HaMelech, used to say, maybe every morning, or maybe when he became the king, talking to himself and talking to those around him, that I will be a just king, and I will make sure not to put myself near people who could influence me. Lera, Hamelech says the Das Mikra. Hamelech haya omer es hamizmor b'shiro v'zimra b'mamad kahal Yisrael lohodia ulefarsem ve'efshar shaya omer es hamizmor hazeh midei boker ke'ein tefila shachris. It was like a morning prayer. The Efshar Shahmizmar Noad Mei Karo Lehe Amar Bifiya Malak Biyom Alosol Kise Malchuso. Maybe just when he becomes the king. Whom is Chayiv, and it's a Kabbalah. It's an obligation. Bifnei Kol Am Yisrael, Bifnei Hashem Lin Hog B'Malchuso B'Chesed U'B'Mishpat. So it's a Hischayvus. The first part of the Mizmar, the Melech is talking to himself, about himself, and then he's talking to all those around him. Says the Navi, L'David Mizmar, Chesed U'Mishpat Ashira. Chesed, kindness and justice, I will sing about. L'cha Hashem azamera. To you, Hashem, I will sing. So the Gemara Brachas talks about this pasuk of Chesed u'mishpat ashira. So the Gemara relates this to Chesed is something good and Mishpat is something somewhat strict. The Mishnah, the last parak of Brachas talks about that we have to be mevarech al hara k'shem shanu mevarchim al hatova. Right. So the Mishnah is the beginning of the parak. Back on Daf Nun Dalet Amid Aleph says the Mishnah al ha besoros tovos omer barach hatova ametiv al besoros rose omer barach dayan ha'emes. And then later on, the Mishnah says, "Kishet Shem Avarech Alatova, Shenemar." I'm sorry, "Kishet Shem Chayev Adam Avarech Alara, Kishet Shem Avarech Alatova." A person has to be Avarech on the Ra, like he's Avarech on the Tova. So that's the Gemara's question later on in Daf Samach. What does that mean? My Chayev, just like it means the same bracha. Ilem Kishet Shem Avarech Alatova Tova Ametiv. Kach Avarech Alara Tova Ametiv. That's not true. V'yatan Basaros Tovos Omer Barach Tova Ametiv. Basaros Rose Omer Barach Tenemes. So it can't mean that you make the same bracha. So amarava lo nitzorcha ela lekibulinhu b'simcha. It means no. It means in terms of being mekabel, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dishing out to you b'simcha. Amar and with a recognition that it's from Hashem. Amar of acha mishim Rabbi Levi Mikra. What's the pasuk that says this? That you have to be mekabel both b'simcha. Our pasuk chesed u'mishpat ashira l'cha Hashem azameira. What does that mean? Im chesed ashira v'imishpat Ashira, right? Either way, I will be singing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there are a couple of other suggestions for the Makar. Other psukim, the beginning of Eov, Hashem Natan Vashem Lakach, Yishem Hashem Mavarach. Whether Hashem is Nosein, whether Hashem is Lokeach, Yishem Hashem Mavarach. But let's look Kubila B'Simcha. There is a interesting, fascinating Ha'ara made, quoted in the Be'er HaChaim Tehillim. He quotes here from the based on Chazal, that we know that the Gemara says in Maseches Chagiga in Adoma, it's not, you can't compare somebody who learned something 100 times to somebody who learned something 101 times. In Adoma, Shana Pirko Mea Pa'amim, Lashana Pirko Mea Pa'amim Ve'echad, 101. So he suggests that Mea, maybe it's an allusion to the Mizmar, Shana Pirko Perek. Perek Kuf, we had last time, is Mizmar Lasoda, when everything is great and amazing, and I thank Hashem, Ivdu Atah Hashem B'Simcha. And then this Perek is L'David Mizmar, Chesed U'Mishpat, Ashira. I'm able to sing to Hashem and pray and give a bracha to Him, like we just saw in the Gemara, even when it's Mishpat. So says the Berach Hayim, Eina Dome, it can't compare somebody who's shown a Pirko, Mea, only says Perek Kuf, and he thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu when things are going well, but also when things aren't going so well, so that's Mea Vachad. B'chol hanhaga shenoegimo, af panhagas dinu mishpat. V'hanhaga zu chashufa le'ein aroch, ki zek hala adam, lahakir shabori gomel tov, gomel imo ach tov, v'yaf tov shebehester tova shlema ugemurahi. So that's Shona Pirko, Perek Kuf, l'shona Pirko, Perek Kuf Aleph. So that's chesed ve'emes ashira. Askila b'derech tamim, I will be maskil, I will use my seichel, b'derech tamim, masot tovo elai. When will you come to me, Hashem, Es halich b'salma v'avi b'kerab beisi. I will walk in the completeness of my heart b'kerab beisi, in my home. The Radak says, what's going on here? David HaMelech is talking about what he does when he's not judging. The first part of the first pasuk is when he's in judgment. Chesed ve'em u'mishpat ashira, when he's dealing with everyone else. What about when he's alone, when he has some private time? What is he going to do? Take a rest? Askila b'derech tamim. I'm going to think about. I'm going to think about the, meditate and, think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says David. Says the Radak. Svesiper gamkin mahu oseb b'itos ha'pnai. Shalo yavo'u lefanav ba'alei riv. He doesn't want people to just come and, you know, and, schmooze and argue. V'yizbodeid b'bnei adam. He'll go have some private time. Ba'osa mashal shu panui hu misasek b'libo b'derech ha'chachma. U'mefane libo me'iskei ha'olam. He doesn't think about this worldly things. U'mechin levavo l'kabel ruach ha'kodesh. And he does what he can to be mekabel ruach ha'kodesh. That's what he says. Askila b'derech tamim. Masai tavo elai. When are you going to come to me? When, Hashem, are you going to connect to me? And then the Radak continues, Lo ashes l'neged einai devar b'lial. I'm not going to fill my eyes, meaning my mind's eye, with divrei b'lial, says the Radak. Rutzel omar b'machshav osai, ki machshav osai zaka b'chachma u'beruach ha'kodesh. Right, I'm not going to let that be part of me. Also, seitim sanesi, those who do twisting and evil, I hate. Lo yidbak bi, they won't be part of me. Right, it sounds like I'm going to clear my head to make sure my head is involved in kedusha. Right, reminds us a little bit of the Rambam. The last Rambam in Hilchos Isurei Bia discusses that we can't keep our mind empty. David HaMelech didn't. According to the Radak, this means David was very busy being a king, and when he wasn't busy being a king, he had his bodedus. Askila b'derech tamim, says the Rambam in the last halacha in the Isurei Bia, that we always have to make sure our mind is full, because a person's mind is a vacuum. If it's not filled with one thing, it's filled with something else. Yeterem mikol zos amru yifana atzmo machshavasu l'divrei Torah v'yarchiv daito b'chachma. We should think about Torah and Chachma. She'ein machsheves arayos miskaberes ela b'leif panui min hachachma. Inappropriate thoughts come to a heart that's empty, that's not filled with Chachma. U'bechachma hu omer ayelat ayavim v'yavishchein right v'chulu b'avasa tishke tamid. So that's what the Radak reads this. Right, it's about free time. The Rav Pam notes that if you look at the Medrash in Breishis, Rav Kasher quotes this Medrash, why they name him Noach? Why they name him Noach? Zei yinachameinu mima'aseinu mi'yitzfon yadeinu. Right? Or let's go back a question. The Rav Pam asks, how did they fall so low? The Dora Mabel is just the 10th generation. How'd they fall so low, so fast? So he says, goes back. He says, in the times of Noach, right, why they name him Noach? Zei yinachameinu mima'aseinu mi'yitzfon yadeinu. They knew that he was going to bring comfort to them and help them out. What do you mean? They knew he would be able to work the. How did they know? How did they know that he would bring make the world a better place? Because he was the first person, says the Medrash, that was born with fingers, that was born with separated digits. Everybody up until then was born like their hand was like a mitten. He was the first one with fingers. They knew he was going to help create tools and work the land. So what happened in that door? Says Rapam. If you have tools to work the land, it must be things that used to take a much longer time took a shorter time and. There's now a lot of free time. What does one do with a lot of free time? With a lot of free time, one can do amazing things like David HaMelech did. Askila b'derech tamim. He's in using his seichel and connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and trying to get Ruach HaKodesh. And yet, you could also use it l'ra. That's how, says Rapam, the Dor HaMabul fell so fast because they had a lot of free time. If you don't use free time properly, then it's just gonna fall. The Katakemach, Rebbeinu Bachai and the Katakemach, under the entry of Atzeres, and the Rabbeinu Bachai often starts off, right, his every parsha starts off with a pasuk in Mishlei, but in the Katakemach, every entry also starts off with a pasuk. So here he has a pasuk. I'm not sure, maybe it's pasuk Tehillim, everyone. I didn't check, maybe. Though on Ala Torah, it's always a pasuk in Mishlei. But he starts off at Seres with this pasuk. And he says, this is what life's about, this pasuk. This pasuk tucked away into Tehillim Perakof Aleph. Askilu b'derech tamim asai tavo elai v'chulu. Hodienu ha-melech David ha-melech alav ha-shalom. Because of azeh, says Rabbeinu Bachai, ki kavanas ha-lev hu ha-ikr. The ikr of our life is the heart. Rachman ha-liba boy. Right? Es halich b'tam levavi b'kerav beisi. David ha-melech says, I'm following my heart. Shere ha-lev mishkan ha-nefesh. V'yadua. Shekol pu'laus ha-adam ha-tachlis hulu to'elas ha-nefesh. Lo ha-tachlis ha-guf. The goal of our life is supposed to be for the nefesh and for the guf. And there is a nefesh inside of our guf. But we have to make sure that the guf is serving the nefesh and not vice versa. Ki imaguf ozeres hanefesh, hine shneyam bas kama achas, b'avodas Hashem yisbarach. If the guf serves the nefesh, then they're both working in consonance, and avodas Hashem. Ubevadei zachas chuz gadol. Vim ein aguf ozer lenefesh, but if the guf is not helping the nefesh, veinenu nimshach achareha, uba kenegda, ein lo schuz klal. But if the guf is not helping the nefesh, the guf doesn't have any schuz. That's what it means. Zacha, ezer, lo zacha, kenegda lihilachim. And the Radak continues and says, it doesn't mean not to be in the physical world. All of our physical activities could be part of Avodas Hashem. Like the Rambam says in Ochos Deos. The Yadua says the Rabbeinu Bachai, ki kol pulos ha'adam, hanim shachos achar darkei Hashem yisbarachim, ba'os mikoach ha'seichel. Va'pulos ha'tivios, ba'os mikoach ha'teva. Va'teva ehu mate oso sometimes. Amnam efshar lo lasos ha'pulos ha'tivios, be'inyin sheyu b'chlal darkei Hashem yisbarach. Kigon hechrechios. If somebody eats in order to be healthy to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if somebody is with their wife in order to be involved in a mitzvah, whether it's peravu, whether it's giving, or maybe to have a ben chacham, the gadol b'Yisrael, v'das kavanaso when he does business, even when he's sleeping, it could be part of the chol masecha yu l'shem shemayim. So says the Rabbeinu Bachai, the end of this paragraph, l'manu mikol zeh sho ha'ikr toli b'leiv. V'im alev shalim im Hashem yisbarach, if that's our kavana, hakol shalim im Hashem yisbarach. V'im lev chaser, chaser hakol. V'lakach amar David Bakan. That's what David HaMelech says. Askila. What does that mean? I'm going to be mamlich my seichel on me. That means my neshama. I'm going to be mamlich that on me to get the Ruach HaKodesh and be connected and be a merkava for Ruchnius. That's the Hadakarakemach. Takes this pasuk and builds a yesod gadol for life on it. It's all about the heart. Lo ashis, so David HaMelech continues and says, I have mishpat in front of me. Lo ashis l'neged enai dvar belial. I'm not going to have evil or evildoers near me. I'll so seitim sanesi. I hate people who do perversions. Lo yidat pi. They're not going to be near me. I'm not going to let them be near me. Levav ikesh yasur mimeni. Somebody who has a twisted heart, get away from me. Right? Ra lo eda. I don't want to know ra. Milashni besesa reehu oso atzmitz. Those who speak lashon hara about their friend in private, I'm going to cut them down. I'm not interested in hearing it. Gva einayim urechav levav. Or somebody has a bal gaiva. Oh, so lo uchal, I can't be near them. I can't be near them, right? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't be near them. There's a story about the Rebbe Reb Heschel that's told, the Be'ir Hasidus quotes it here. The Rebbe Reb Heschel, once came to a town and he heard that there were two hosts that host people in the Achsanias. One of them was a Bal Gaiva and one of them was a Shmuaso Ra. They heard that he was a Bal Chait. So he chose the one that's Shmua Ra. And they asked him why. He says, if somebody is involved in Averis, okay, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaShokhin Yitam B'Sof Tumasam. Hashem is there in their Tuma. But Bal Gaiva, what does this Gemara say? In Sota Davhei, Ein Ani V'Hu Yecholim Ladur. I can't be near him. There's not enough room. He's taking up too much room. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not here. So that's the Gva Einayim, right? David HaMelech says, I don't want to be there because he knows HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not there either. The Radak contrasts David HaMelech with other kings based on this pasuk. Other kings always want to know the gossip. They want to know what's going on. What are people saying about me? What are people saying about other people? I need to be in control. I need to know all of the gossip, all of the hawk. David HaMelech didn't want to hear anything. Didn't want to hear it. And if he heard it, the Radak says, he wouldn't believe it because an Eid Echad is not believed. And the Gemara even says in Mesechus Psachim Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, there are three that Hashem hates. One of them is, if you see a Dvar Erevan, you're only one Eid and you testify. That's meaningless. You're just being Malshin. You're just being Moti Shemer because it's not going to accomplish anything. Says the Radak. Hefich shar hamalachim, shem mekarvim ha'anashim hamalshinim lahem. David, other kings want the people who tattle to talk to them. Kedei laha'anish hamulshanim b'mamonam. Aval ani lo ha'isi osakein. David, I don't do that. Elo ha'isi sonei hamalshin. V'lo ha'isi ma'anish adam shelo be'edim. I'm not going to ma'anish anybody. Ki ani machzik ze hamalshin b'shakran. Ki afilu omer emes hu chote al shemeir ken yechiti. That's the Gemara, Msachim, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel. So he's the hefech of others. Rav Hirsch also, in his commentary here, echoes the thought of Rav Hirsch. Those who attend an influential man, and particularly those that form the entourage of a prince, think they are rendering him a distinctive service if they disclose to him the evil aspects of human nature. They think he should be anxious to know all men as they really are. They do not know that he who wishes to exert any influence in behalf of the moral betterment of other men will be much more certain to attain this end if he will deal with them not in accordance with what they actually are, but instead in keeping with what they should be. And therefore, I don't want to hear anything. I want to have the confidence. I want to have the positive looking at, other people. This Meloshni Besetzer Re'ehu is the source, one of the sources, Psukim for about Lashon Hara. As you know, because most of the time Lashon Hara is said in private, and the Rambam has a lot to say in Mishneh Torah, right? The end of the halachas of Hilchos Tumas Saras. That's what the Rambam talks about, Lashon Hara, among the other Averis that Chazal say Saras, comes for. So that's the Kal Vachomer that Chazal say, even from Miriam HaNeviah, right? The Rambam quotes it. Think about and understand, says the Rambam, what happened to Miriam the prophetess. Even though she's older than her younger brother. And she took care of him, and she loves him. And she put herself in danger to save him. And it wasn't even something negative about him. She just made a mistake that she equalized herself with him. She didn't pull him under her. So all these elements, she's older and she saved him and she loves him and he wouldn't speak with Gnus and he's not makbid on all these things. And still, she was Nasha Bitsaras. Kal Vachomer, says the Rambam, L'bnei Adam harishoyim hatipshim shemarbim ledaber gedolos v'neflos. The Rishon, the fools. Stay away from them. Don't be caught amongst them. That's what David Melech says here in our pasuk. David says, I'm going to cut him down. I don't want to be near them. Lo uchal, I can't be near them, says David Melech. We continue. My eyes are on those that are true. B'nei emnei aretz. L'shevesi madi holeich baderach tamim. I want to find tamim. I want to find those who are holeich baderach tamim. Hu yishar seni. They're going to be the ones that will serve me, and they're going to be the ones that I'm going to be with. Lo yeshe bekerav beisi. Again, it's all about mishpat. You can see, as we said at the beginning, maybe this is every morning, he said this to remind him of these values. Lo yeshe bekerav beisi osei ribiya. They won't sit in my house, those who do trickery, dover shkarim. Those who talk falsehoods, lo yikon l'neged enai. They're not going to be near me. I don't want them near me. Those who talk trickery, dover shkarim. The Gemara in Sota on Daf Mem Beizam and Aleph. The Gemara says there are four groups that Hashem is not going to be with. Arba kitos ein makablos penei hashchina. There are four groups that will not be zocha to be in front of the shchina. Kat leitzim, kat chanefim, kat shikarim, the kat misapri lashon hara. So in our parak, you got two of them. Malashni b'seisa re'ehu, oso atzmis, and dover shkarim. Right, the Gemara quotes a pasuk for each one of these. Right, kat leitzim, mashachas lotzitzim, kat chanefim, kat shikarim, dover shkarim, lo yikon l'neged enai. Kat misapri lashon hara, a different pasuk, ki lo kel chafetz, rasha atol lo yigur chara. But there's the pasuk that Hashem is not interested in being near the dovrei shkarim. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah on the first daf, the Brisker Rav points out, uses a lashon that we have to try to understand. Remember that Gemara, though, in the future, all the nations of the world are going to come in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're going to say, Rome is going to say, oh, we did so much, and it was all for the Jews. Harbe shvakim takinenu, harbe merchatzos asinu, harbe kezav ezavir binu, v'kulon lo asinu ala b'shvi Yisrael, kadei shiasku b'torah. And what's HaKadosh Baruch going to say to them? Shotim sheba olav, you fools. Right, HaKadosh Baruch was like Roshim Bayachai in the cave, Shabbos Lama Gimel. Kol Masha Asitim L'Sarach Asmachem Asitim. Hashem's like, what are you talking about? You did it for the Jewish people, right? You did it for yourselves. Miyad Yotzeb Hachay Nefesh, they're going to go out depressed. Malchus Rome goes out. Malchus Paras goes in. And then the same thing later on, Shotim Sheba Olam, you did it for yourself. Ask the Brisker Rav, I don't understand. Why does it say Shotim Sheba Olam? Shouldn't it be Shakranim? They're liars. They didn't do it for the Jewish people. So it's not just foolish, it's lying. They are in they're dover shkarim. They're dover shkarim, like our pasuk says. So it must be, says the Brisker Rav, we know the whole world is created for Yisrael. The kemosha betchila sabriya lo nivra ha'olam ela b'shvil Yisrael b'shvil ha'torah ken kol masha nasev in ischadesh ba'olam mitchila sabriya v'atzov kol adoros ha'kolu rak l'tachlas hazeh. Everything is b'shvil Yisrael. the world is not hefker. Like he quotes the Rambam in the Hakdama de Bereshit Mishnayos, that it could be that a person, a king, will build a palace because in 1,000 years from now, ba'achris hayamim, it's going to be hot, and the chassid that's walking by, the tzaddik that's walking by, is going to need to be in the shade. So he'll build a palace because 1,000 years from now. So really, ultimately, everything is for Am Yisrael. So they're not shakranim that they say, oh, we did it for the Jews. That just wasn't their kavana. So they're shotim. They're not going to get credit for it. But they're not shakranim. La bagakarm, the last pasuk, la bagakarm, atzmis kol rishay aretz. Every morning I will cut down. That means I'm going to review and reinculcate myself with this value, and I will get rid of all of the rishay aretz that will try to help me pervert justice. La chris me'ir Hashem, to get him out of Ir Hashem, Yerushalayim, where David HaMelech was the king, call Paul the oven, all those that sin. Okay, we will stop here.